Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. And this is Taking It to the Streets. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, December the 7th, 2020. At the top of the program, you heard Pentatonix singing Joy to the World. And as always, we begin each and every program with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. So we want you to bow with me now as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just come before your throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus, just praising and magnifying your holy name. Lord, we just thank you that on tonight, yet another called and sent servant leader will join the ranks, Lord. We just praise you for Sister Tina, Lord God, who is now Minister Tina. We just ask that you pour into her, Lord God, as she pours into your people. And Lord God, we just pray that they will be blessed and edified. And that somebody that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, hallelujah, will be blessed on tonight. And they will hear a word from someone that will cause them to come to you, asking them to be your Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, once again, good evening, everyone. And as you know, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. And, you know, I'm the founder of No Bounds Global Outreach Ministries, which is the home of the Spirit Alive Networks and the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience that airs right here on the Transformation Station. And all that's wonderful. But nothing gives me more joy than watching God move in his people. Nothing gives me greater joy than watching God use, hallelujah, people for his glory. And tonight is no exception. Hallelujah. I first met Minister Tina over 3 years ago. Beautiful spirit when I first met her, just a beautiful lady. And we have just been walking together, and on tonight gives me great joy to present to you, as a minister of the gospel, my sister and my friend, hallelujah, Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Oh, thank you so much, Bishop, and thank you so much to the Spirit Alive Ministries for bringing all of you here today to be able to listen to us with what we have from the word of our Lord and Savior. I am honored to be here today. As Bishop said, my name is Tina Lynn Brown, and I am going to be talking to you today as we head into Christmas about what Christmas means to me and sharing some of the gospel with you as well. Now, as we head toward Christmas, I'm reminded what Christmas means to me. I can't help but praise our Lord, our God, for blessing us with a Savior, our Heavenly Father's Son, Jesus. Praise be to God, and to God be all the glory. We are so blessed. For thousands of years before Christ's birth, the scriptures talked about the Messiah. The Savior will be born. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. God is with us. So if you don't know a little bit about the birth of Christ, we're going to go to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 2, 1 through 23. The book of Matthew, chapter 2, 1 through 23, and it says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When King Herod heard of this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, 'Where is the Messiah? Where was he to be born?' 'In Bethlehem in Judea,' they replied, 'for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for what out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people in Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.' After they heard King, they went on their way, and the star had been seen when it rose. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of anise and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by a different route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod, and was so fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I call my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, where they were 2 years old or under, in ordinance with the time he had learned from Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great moaning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they were no more." After King Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take your child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, he took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that the Archelaus were reigning in Judah in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled that was said through the prophets that he would be a Nazarene. What a beautiful story. Even though there was hardship, even though they had to escape from the evil people, the people that wanted to kill them because they did not believe the same way that they believed. But the Lord loved us so much. He gave us his son, his one and only son, to save the world. How blessed are we that our Heavenly Father blessed us with his Son, Jesus, who is the Savior of the world. Our Heavenly Father sent his only Son so that we can be forgiven of our sins and be freed to live in the kingdom of heaven with him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I am so thankful for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." First book of John, chapter 2, verse 2 says, "He is propitiation for our sins, not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." As Christians, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. If Jesus was never born, there would be no Christmas. We would have no Christmas if we didn't have Jesus. Christmas means so many things to so many people. But what Christmas means to me is that I have a Savior. I have love. I have hope, joy, light, faith, blessings, forgiveness, a beautiful family, a beautiful spiritual family, and wonderful friends who I call family. Now, before I want to continue, I'm going to read two verses from hymnals that are just my favorite hymns. I can't help but sing, but since my voice is not that great, I'm not going to this evening. But you can't help but sing along. Go ahead. The first one is, "O Holy Night. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world and sin and error penning, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morning. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angels' voices. Oh night divine, O night when Christ was born. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in great chorus raise we. Let us all praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise
yes,
his name
yes.
forever.
Yes.
His power and his glory evermore proclaim. Oh, holy night divine. It was a holy night. It was a holy night that no one can deny.
Mm.
Okay, and then the next one is one of my favorites. And it's Jesus, what a wonderful child. It goes, Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lonely, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. Jesus,
all right,
Jesus, oh, what a wonderful
Amen.
Child. Jesus,
all right,
Jesus,
now.
The lonely, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. He was hailed by the angels, born in a lonely manger. The Virgin Mary and his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. Three wise men came from afar. They were guided by a shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, the lonely, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. That is one of my
Amen.
Favorite songs ever.
Amen.
New
Amen.
Life,
Amen.
New life,
Amen.
New hope,
Lord,
new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? It was a blessed, blessed day when Jesus was born. We were so blessed
Amen.
That God blessed us with Jesus. Now Christmas warms my heart. He really
Amen.
Warms my heart. As Christians, we celebrate Jesus on a daily basis. We love to honor him and give him all the glory for all of our blessings in our life. We know that we can turn to him in prayer all day, every day, and that Jesus will
yeah.
see each of us through every day, whether it's a good day,
yeah.
bad day, or indifferent. We know Jesus is always there. Christmas so warms my heart for so many reasons, but we know Jesus is the reason for the season, and that just makes my heart so full and brings me so much joy. Without Jesus, I don't know where I would be. I don't know who I would be, because he brought me through so many things in my life. And I am so blessed to have the knowledge to know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. But there are people out there, Lord, who don't know you. And we want to be able to help assist them learn who you are and guide them to you, Lord.
Mm.
As we go about the next coming days and weeks and preparing for Christmas, we need to keep in mind that not everyone in this world knows Jesus at all like we do. Not everyone has a home, a job. Not everyone knows that there is the hope and the love of Jesus. Not everybody knows where to go or how to pray. Not everyone knows that Christ will help us if we're suffering from a loss of a loved one, whether it's from COVID or just a natural cause or an accident or cancer or something. Not everyone knows to turn to the Lord and turn to him, and he will help us with our burdens. It's sad to me that not everybody knows this. And that's a great loss on our end as Christians, that we're not teaching more people. This time of mm-hmm. year can bring so much sorrow for those who are lost and can't find their way. Maybe they're addicted to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just on a dark path and they didn't know, they didn't grow up knowing the Lord. I'm so blessed that I grew up knowing the Lord, but there's so many people out there that don't know the Lord. And how blessed are we that we get to come on this ministry with Bishop and the Spirit Alive family, and we get to at least teach and share with everybody that's listening what we know about Jesus and our Heavenly Father. Right now, our prayers with the COVID and everything for this holiday season, our prayers are needed now more than ever. Oh, gracious, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you and first give you all the praise and the glory for the season of your Son, Jesus, that you blessed us with, Heavenly Father. We are so blessed with your Son, who is our Savior. We thank you for loving us so much that you were willing to give us your only Son. Your only Son. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We owe you all the glory. We thank you so much that we may be saved because of your Son from our sins. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, all you do, and all you continue to do for us in each of our lives. We pray for those, Lord, who do not know you, for those who are lost and can't find their way, Lord. We pray for those families who can't seem to reach their child or their loved one. They can't get through to them. They're trying to show them the way, or maybe they know the way and they fell away, and they don't know their way back because they're too deep in it and they feel guilty or they feel ashamed. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you come to them today and you touch their hearts, you touch their soul, and you let them know you are the way. You are the way to the heavens of the earth. You are the way to everything, and we are so blessed that we know you. And because we are of the flesh, we knew you were going to sin, so you gave us your Son. You gave us your Son to free us from our sins. We are so blessed. You did this for us, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
There's ones out there that need you, Heavenly Father. They just lost you, near and dear to them. And we ask
you
to touch their hearts and let them know that you are mercy, you are grace, you are love, you are peace.
Yes,
you are
indeed.
Joy. You are everything,
thank
Heavenly
you,
Father. And
thank you,
for
Jesus.
Those who are homeless right now,
thank
who
you.
Don't have a home.
Yes, Lord.
Cold and it's cold outside. They don't have a loved one to turn to. They don't have somebody.
Oh,
pray that you touch their hearts, that you guide them to your shelter, Heavenly Father, that you get them out of the cold.
Yes, Lord.
Who are sad.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In your holy name.
You may be contemplating suicide this time of year. So
touch Jesus.
Don't know you contemplate taking their life because they don't know the sacrifices you've made
right
for
now,
Heavenly
God.
Father.
Amen. Touch
we
Jesus.
Them,
yes, amen.
Anybody
yes,
listening
yes.
right now, Heavenly Father, who doesn't know you, pray right now that you touch their heart and let them know you are hope, you are joy, you are
oh,
love,
yes.
and that you forgive. You forgive us of our sins. And that
yes, Jesus.
Life,
thank
they
you,
break
Lord.
Your heart and their family.
Yes.
Heart. And that they are loved and they are needed and they are
yes.
wanted in this world. They are wanted in this world. We pray for all our brothers and sisters all around this world, Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you. We pray
yes.
for those who are listening right now. Right now to the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of Life Ministries, Lord. Touch them. Touch them. Let them feel your presence and let them know you are Lord, you are our God, you are a forgiving God, you
yes,
are a mighty
Jesus.
God, you move mountains, you
thank
are you, peace.
Father,
there's
amen.
Nothing you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You heal the
amen.
Sick. You, and you are the miracle worker, Heavenly Father. You can get
yes,
rid of COVID.
We thank
get
you, Lord.
Rid of COVID. Get it out.
Right now
get
in the name of
here,
Jesus, amen.
Pray.
Amen.
And that you help touch these people. Heavenly Father, and touch us. We thank you so much for touching us. Touch
in
us,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name,
thank
yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And every one of us every day.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Spirit Alive Ministries and
thank you, Jesus.
And the whole Spirit Alive family, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing everyone who's listening today. We ask
yes,
you,
Lord.
These things to your son's name. Amen and amen. Now, if you're feeling
amen.
The urge to want to help others this season, please, please
don't hesitate to reach out to our community. I know it's COVID, but there's ways through the internet that we can help people. There's things that we can do. Keep your eyes open to those people who are suffering and lend a hand, a smile, or something, and let them know Jesus loves them. Let them know that they are loved. They need to feel the presence of someone other than the darkness that they're in. And let's not forget about our elderly people and families. Let's check on them. Let's be there.
Amen.
Let's make sure we don't forget about them, because COVID is going to be a really different time for these people. Especially because
Amen.
They can't see their loved ones. Okay.
All right.
And
to God be the glory.
I just pray for each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for having me on the show today, Bishop, and for blessing me and my life with you. God has blessed me with you and your spiritual family, and I am so blessed. And I just pray for everyone.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. Glory.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, we just want to praise God for the message and the messenger.
Yes.
It was beautifully done. Amen.
Yes.
We're gonna have to. The time is well spent, so we're going to still get some encouragement for the young minister. But we let us be mindful that the time is well spent. So I'm going to ask that we keep our comments brief. So we're going to. If you have a comment or a question, or you just want to give God a praise for the message or the messenger, if you press your one, I would address you by the first three digits of your area code. The last four digits of your phone number, and you will be live. And as in the meantime, and in between time, as I scroll, we're going to go down and talk to the Holloways, the Hallelujah Apostle and Prophetess,
and we'll get
a word for them as we wait to see if anyone else would like to put their praise on it. Amen. Apostle and Prophetess.
Amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the message, and we want to encourage you, Minister Gina. That was a wonderful message of how special this time of year is, and that we do celebrate Jesus' birth, Him being born. And we just thank the Lord that we're celebrating all month. You hear people on, or you see people on the Facebook saying, I'm celebrating all month. Well, we're celebrating Jesus all month. And we just thank the Lord that is so special. And thank you, Minister Tina, for bringing that, I want to use the word relevant, message for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. Encouraging.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus
is our all in all. And we
Amen.
Say happy birthday.
And hallelujah. All right now.
We give God praise, glory, and honor. And we just want to encourage Minister Tina to keep up the good works.
Your message
is right on point. And we thank God. This is the reason of the season.
Yes.
Jesus, we celebrate this time of the year, we celebrate His birthday. Yes, we make mention of His birthday in this time. We know that He was born sometime in the fall, but we just use this time to make mention and celebrate His birthday. So we thank God for the message, and
hallelujah.
Celebrate Jesus, Emmanuel.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Michelle, would you like to have a word, dear? Okay. All right. Well, we will move on to you.
Yes, Bishop. Yes,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to say that thank you for the message, the messenger. I thank God for just using you so mightily, Minister Tina. And I thank you for just showing the world just how much you love God and that
yes.
how you praise him all year long and you worship him all year long and not just once a year. So
amen, amen.
I thank you for blessing us with it on today. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Evangelist. I wasn't sure what was happening there. But anyway, God worked it on out. Now, to you and any of you that are in here, if you're in the chat room and you'd like to make a comment or a question, or there's still time for you to put your praise on it as well, because the message was very clear. God gave us his all. His son, Jesus. Jesus gave us his best. I mean, God gave us his best. Jesus gave us his all. And hallelujah, we celebrate. And I don't care if they decided to celebrate his birthday on the 4th of July at high noon. Whenever, whatever they choose to acknowledge my Lord. Because, see, we live here at Spirit Alive. We live Christmas every day. We get more Christ into our lives every day, as much as we can. So we just praise God that for us, the Christmas is not a season. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice. Choosing to live
Amen.
In the love and the hope and the joy and the peace of God. Every day that we live, to me, is truly living that abundant life. So let us now go to Apostle Zeta, yes, ma'am. I know you are
Amen.
Always so encouraging. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, I just want to encourage Minister Tina. That was a beautiful message. And
yes.
I would say to you, just continue on in the Lord. And I know that you will. And you will grow more and more in him and deliver more and more of his messages. Because he does want us to share the good news. Praise
yes.
God. And the good news is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
And me too. I am celebrating, but, you know, as someone else said, we celebrate him all the time, but we're going to celebrate now as well.
Yes.
Through this, through December. We can celebrate our birthdays, other people's birthdays, our families, and whoever we choose
so why,
to celebrate.
Why not Jesus?
So he's greater than any of us.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So thank God. We're amen. Celebrating him. And
that's right.
Minister Tina mentioned the new life that he brought. He brought
yes.
he brought life for us. New life,
yes.
new hope, praise God.
Yes.
And new joy, praise God. And we
yes.
can have that joy because
all
he
the
is
time.
That joy. He's our unspeakable joy
Amen.
He is. Praise
yes.
God. And we can just praise him anytime, serve him anytime, live for him all of our lives. And I just
yes.
thank God for this season and all
yes.
the other seasons that
Amen.
He is responsible
More
for because
be
we wouldn't have
too.
Any seasons
yes.
at all had it not been for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 We just praise God that we serve a God that loved us so much that he did. He gave us his only begotten son so that we would have a right to the tree of eternal life.
Yeah.
And we just praise God, you know, hallelujah. But like we said, now is a wonderful harvest time for the kingdom of God
yeah.
because there's people that's gonna may ask you, well, what is all this stuff about Christmas? It's just about, you know, being nice to one another, and you can and then this is the perfect time to tell them, no, you let me share with you the true meaning of Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about Nicholas Klaus. It's not about. It's not about any of. It's not about Santa Claus. It's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Amen.
You know, leaving heaven,
yes.
the Word of God, leaving heaven.
Hallelujah.
And
Darling
as Celeste. As Apostle said too, it's the good news.
Amen. So, you know, it's like, praise God. We have to just know and understand that he left and he came and dwelt among us, Emmanuel, God with us, for 33 years.
Yeah.
He showed
Jesus.
Us how to live a life pleasing unto his Father, because he left, he led a life that was pleasing to his Father.
Yes, Lord.
So if you're sitting within the sound of our voices on tonight, and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you not to a church, but we invite you into a relationship. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
With the greatest gift that ever is, ever was, and ever will be, King Jesus. He's the gift that keeps giving. He's the gift, hallelujah, that makes you brand new. He is the gift that saves your soul. He is the gift, hallelujah, that gives you abundance over and over and over again. And not just during the month of December. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a heart fixer, a mind regulator, hallelujah, and a way maker.
Yeah.
He's a miracle worker, hallelujah, and he's a sustainer. He's a redeemer and a deliverer. He's a healer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is our chief cornerstone. And what is, and you know how, there is no greater love than he, because just think about it. Some of us would not walk around the corner for people that we say we love. They do one thing, and you know, we can walk around holding a grudge forever. Jesus came into this world knowing he was coming into this world as our propitiation.
Yeah.
He was coming into the world to die for offenses he would not, will not, cannot commit. So I know, I'm like Sister Tina, Minister Tina, I can't think about Christmas without thinking about Christ. But see,
Amen.
I put my emphasis on the end of the word, on the mas part. You know, how do I demonstrate more Christ in my life each and every day? How do I demonstrate more love, more forgiveness? How do I demonstrate that I really believe what I preach about, what I teach about, what I sing about? How do I do that?
Glory.
Because I just want to be pleasing unto God. See, that's why he sits high. He looks low. He hears every conversation that we don't hear. He sees every act that other people don't see. That's how come you don't need to be worrying about what people think. You better be worrying about what God knows. And does he know you? Does he know you? Does he know you in the pardon of your sin? It's Jesus' birthday. So will you give him the gift, the only true gift that he wants, and that's you, your love, your commitment, your life, so that he can gift you with unspeakable joy, hallelujah, a peace that surpasses all understanding, grace, mercy, salvation, hallelujah, provision.
Yes, Lord.
Desires, plans, hopes, dreams. Huh? He can make it all work.
Amen.
And, you know, you don't have to go through a big old production to go to the Lord. We got people, a lot of people aren't coming to the Lord because some of us that are in the Lord are doing way too much. You don't have to wait until you get all dressed up and they open the doors of the church houses back up and all of that. No, no, see. Because, see, you can go to church and you can stop smoking cigarettes and you can stop drinking and you can stop doing all the outward stuff, okay? But if you don't have a stomped-down relationship with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one whom Sister Tina was describing, the psalmist described on that holy night, on that silent night.
Yeah.
If you don't have a relationship with him, then it doesn't matter what how many vices you can lay down. It's time for us to get real this Christmas season. Open ourselves up to the Lord. Open ourselves up to sharing love with his people. Opening ourselves up to not just sprouting peace on earth. Let's demonstrate that peace. Let's be that peace.
Amen. Yes.
Let's be that. Let's dispense that joy. Oh, you know,
boy.
If we really serve, if we know we serve, it's Jesus' birthday. Let's give him the gifts that he likes. Let's go. Let's go to.
Amen.
Let's go help some folks. Let's adopt a family.
Amen.
We might not go feed at a soup kitchen, but let us get us a family, a couple of neighbors, or somebody we can bake some cookies for, make a meal for.
Yes.
Maybe some of you like to knit and crochet. You know, maybe you want to knit some scarves or some hats or some mittens and, you know, put them in that plastic shrink wrap and take them down to somewhere.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Or maybe you just want to put an extra coat, extra jacket in your car, or extra blanket in your car, or extra water in your car.
Oh, glory.
You know? You know what I'm saying? You can bless somebody.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
It don't take nothing. And I tell you what, you see that somebody standing outside in the cold on a cold day, I tell you, they not going to turn down no hot cocoa. They not going to turn down no hot coffee. So, you know, there are ways that we can demonstrate the love of Christ and letting people know that we live for Jesus, the one whose birth that we celebrate during this time of the year. And like I said, it's not about the gifts we get under the tree. It's not about, it's not about what we can do, what we get. It's about what we give. It's about what we can give.
Amen.
And how we can bless.
Amen.
Because that's what Jesus wants from us. Because, see, that's what helps others to live for him every day of the year. That helps, you know, by the way we live, we show people more Christ Christmas every day. So in the upcoming weeks, we will be talking about Christmas every day. We will be talking about, we will be doing some more searching ourselves because, you know, it's time for us to give up everything that's separating us from truly living that abundant life in Christ. That, you know, we've got to get out of our feelings. We've got to get out of our justifications. We've got to get out of our excuses.
Amen.
We've got to get out of everything that's blocking us and stopping us from doing everything we need to do for the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
And we really, so we can get it done in 2021 because, you know, with every passing Christmas, our salvation is getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. So, you know, I just want to be able to have a good answer for the Lord when he says, how did you spend your time? Are we abiding our time wisely?
Yes.
are we still waiting like we are, you know, are we still living like we got forever still, you know? But I want to just say thank you once again, Minister Tina. You did a phenomenal job. I want to thank I just wanted everyone to know our listenership has gone up. We have a lot of people in here, but I finally got through everybody several times, and I don't see anyone. So I just want to praise God for all of you that are here, that were here in the studio and in the chat room. I want to thank the beautiful servant leaders, the Spirit Alive, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and, of course, our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. We just love coming before you and touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus, because God has been good. God has been good to us. And we enjoy celebrating the Lord together. We, you know, we truly do believe, you know, it's a good thing, you know. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
That's
good. And see, I'm like this. When it comes to the things of our God, it don't have to be literal. It don't have to be that brick and mortar building. We are coming together in this space,
glory,
in this time, in this season, right now, through these airwaves.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he
Thank
said,
you,
where
Lord.
Two or more are gathered, he is in the midst. That's what he said.
Yes.
So we just enjoy praising the Lord and giving him his due, because he is worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
And when we praise Jesus and celebrate his birthday, we don't celebrate that baby in the manger. See, we celebrate that risen God, that risen Lord, the one who, yes, was born in Bethlehem, the one who grew to manhood, the one who ministered to the people of God for 3 years, the one
God.
Who died on that cross and rose from the grave.
Lord. Yes.
You know. I tell people, take Jesus out the manger and off the cross, okay?
Yes.
Take him out of the manger and off of the cross.
Yes.
Because he grew up.
Oh, yes.
And he took on the world so that we could take it on to this. He showed us how to take on the world then, so we can take it on for his purpose and glory now.
Yes,
so
Lord.
We just praise God for each and every one of you. We pray that you continue to listen and walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, you're so welcome to tune in and listen to Pastor Lester Carver for Tuesday night teaching. On Wednesday night, Evangelist Michelle Scott and myself, we will be coming before you with Sister to Sister. Our topic for that evening will be Love is Everything. We're going to talk to you about that, love being everything, because it is. You know, I've heard some disturbing things over this holiday season, so we're going to address some things and talk about that. Then on Thursday, we will have Walking Wounded with Prophetess Vanessa Carver. Friday, we will have our very own Pastor Jeffrey Scott will be coming. And so we just praise God for all these servant leaders that are so faithful and doing what they need to do to just glorify the kingdom and edify his people. And we just thank God for all of you. So on behalf of myself, the Spirit Alive family, and from my household to your household, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you, everyone. And we love you.
Thanks.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.